This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Randy in Texas needs some help with a brick project. What happened?
Well, I have recently downsized houses, and I've got this place that was built, I guess, in the late 70s. And it's got a neat fireplace in it that goes through, it's double-sided. It goes from the living room area into the dining room area. And I guess whoever had the place before me decided they didn't like the brick look and painted it all white.
Yay! Terrible.
Yeah, it's nice and ugly now, and I'm trying to decide whether I want to just take it down to the brick or put on some slate tile or something like that that would make it look better. And I just know that I need to get that paint off before I can do anything to it. So I'm trying to find the best way to get that paint off of there.
How much time and energy you got?
I got all kinds of time. And energy-wise, well, it depends on what day you catch me on.
I tell you, there is not a thing out there except professional sandblasting that's going to get that paint off. Okay.
Yeah, you might just want to think of a decorating scheme.
Can't you adhere a slate or some sort of stone facing on top of the paint?
Sure. What about one of those Owens Corning products? That would look
great.
You
know, that's true. Owens Corning came out with a new interior product. They had one outside called cultured stone veneer. But there's an interior version of it that's far lighter weight, and it's made... I mean, it's not real stone. It's like compressed concrete to make it look like real stone. And the color is all through it. And it comes sort of in a swatch of different colors to make up this beautiful tonation. And they do river rock and flagstone. And it installs super easy. And that's a great application for a fireplace.
And the thing is, Randy, if you did go through all that work to remove the paint, you might find out that there was a reason that they painted
right.
it to begin
That's
with.
That's the other thing I'm afraid of. Now, yeah. What do you have to do to make that that product adhere to it then? I mean, do you use a regular mastic?
It's a mastic adhesive. It's very lightweight. It's easy to do, and it's easy to cut. And I think that's probably the best solution for you.
And their website gives a ton of very detailed directions, including what type of adhesive and, you know, how to apply it, depending on which cultured stone you choose. But make sure you look at their interior product.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Randy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.